Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text number 21, page 665. First, the Sanskrit letters, words. Karaya, Karana, Katritve, Hetu, Prakriti, Uchyate, Pushaha, Shukha, Sukha, Dukkhanam, Bokritve, Hetu, Uchyate, Kaya Karana Karatritve, Hetu Prakriti Uchyate, Purusha Sukha Dukkana, Bukritve Etur Uchyate, Kaya Karana Katritve, Etu Prakriti Uchyate, Purusha Sukha Dukkana, Bhaktritve tu uchyate, Kaya Karana Katritve, Etu Prakriti uchyate, Purusha Sukha Dukkana, Bhaktritve tu uchyate. Kaya Karana Katritve,
Etu Prakriti Uchyate,
Etu Prakriti Uchyate,
Purusha Sukha Dukkana,
Purusha Sukha Dukkana,
Bhaktritve Etu Uchyate,
Bhaktritve Etu Uchyate, Kaya Karana Katritve, Etu Prakriti Uchyate, Purusha Sukha Dukkana, Bhaktritve Etu Uchyate, Kaya Karana Katritve, Etu Prakriti Uchyate, Purusha Sukha Dukkana, Bhaktritve Etu Uchyate, Kaya
of effect,
Karana,
and cause,
Katritve,
in a matter of creation,
Hetu,
the instrument,
Prakriti,
material nature,
Uchyate,
is said to be,
Purushaha,
living entity,
Sukha,
of happiness,
Dukkhanam,
and distress,
Bhaktritve,
in enjoyment,
Hetu,
the instrument,
Uchyate,
is said to be.
Translation. Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various suffering and enjoyment in this world.
Purport.
The different manifestations of body and senses among the living entities are due to material nature. There are 8,400,000 different species of life, and these varieties are creations of the material nature. They arise from the different sensual pleasures of the living entity, who thus desires to live in this body or that. When he is put into different bodies, he enjoys different kinds of happiness and distress. His material happiness and distress are due to his body, and not to himself as he is. In his original state, there is no doubt of enjoyment. Therefore, That is his real state. Because of the desire to lord it over material nature, he is in the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. The spiritual world is pure, but in the material world, everyone is struggling hard to acquire different kinds of pleasures for the body. It might be more clear to state that this body is the effect of the senses. The senses are instrument for gratifying desire. Now the sum total, body, and instrument, senses, are offered by material nature. And as will be clear in the next verse, the living entity is blessed or damned with circumstances according to his past desire and activity. According to one's desire and activities, material nature places one in various residential quarters. The being himself is the cause of his attaining such residential quarters and his attendant enjoyment or suffering. Once placed in some particular kind of body, he comes under the control of nature because of the body, being matter, acts according to the laws of nature. At that time, the living entity has no power to change that law. Suppose an entity is put into the body of a dog. As soon as he is put into the body of a dog, he must act like a dog. He cannot act otherwise. And if the living entity is put into the body of a hog, then he is forced to eat stool and act like a hog. Similarly, if the living entity is put into the body of a demigod, he must act according to his body. This is the law of nature, but in all circumstances, the super soul is with the individual soul. That is explained in the Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad 3.1.1, as followed. Vasuparana Sayujya Sankhya Sankhya. The Supreme Lord is so kind upon the living entity that he always accompanies the individual soul and in all circumstances is present as a super soul or Paramatma. Okay. I need to thank you. This is a little bit. I find this analyzation of our situation, you know, body and suffering that we are identified with our body, it is so subtle that it's actually impossible to catch it. If you don't get this information from Krishna, it's just impossible. That's very amazing. So just the summary of what we read, that so what this verse is saying, material energy doesn't enjoy or suffer. The material energy is not enjoying or suffering. It just undergoes changes of form under the direction of the Lord. Is in response to the desires of the living entity. So material energy, it is just, it has nothing to do with the suffering or the enjoyment. I mean, the enjoyment and the suffering, it's something which has to do with the living entity. So, and the second point is that the living entity cannot cause activities. He can only desire and then suffer or enjoy the consequences. So I got the lecture that Srila Prabhupada was giving on this particular verse, and it was in Bombay. October 20, 1973. So I will just go through the points that he was saying. And then when I don't understand something, I will ask you, if you don't mind. So Prabhupada actually was saying, he was saying that about the condition of the soul, he said, this is very funny. He said, it is very funny, the situation that the soul is there. Thank you so much. Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, I should have it. Thank you. I mean, this bewilderment and this seriousness that actually the living entity is taking is situation that, you know, it's trying to enjoy, trying to have plans, trying to control. It is, in the eyes of somebody who is wise, actually this is funny. Yeah, this is like so hopeless, this attempt. So, Prabhupada is saying, you get a body according to your karma. You have, certain desires. And then, you get a body. You get a set of senses, and according to that, you have a certain response. You know, if you have a body of a dog, or you have a body of a hog, or you have a body of a demigod. I mean, your set of what you call enjoyment or what you call suffering is not something objective. It's something which is completely depending on the senses you got. If you're in the body of a human and somebody is giving you halava, you think it's enjoyment. But if you're in the body of a human and somebody is giving you stool or some, you know, so that's, it is suffering. So, but in a different body, if you take a body of a hog and somebody is giving you halava, you reject it. You think it's not very nice, you know. But if somebody is giving you a stool, you think it is wonderful. So actually, the enjoyment is according to the set of senses that we get. It's not the real enjoyment of the individual. You know, it is something which actually completely controlled, totally controlled by the set of by the machine that you got. So, Prabhupada said it's just like, you know, you get a car, you get a jeep. You know, so somebody gave you a car, like the body is like a car. So we are also getting a body, yantra. It's called yantra. Yeah. So I'm sitting in the car, and the car is moving. Yeah, so that is that's like I'm the living entity is like sitting in this body, and the body is moving here and there, and then all these experiences, you know, that the person is having, it is actually just under illusion by cause of identifying himself with this particular body. In the next body, he has a whole different idea of what is enjoyment or what is suffering. So, there's a verse which is confirming that. It's not loud. Prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kataham iti manyati. So, this is our foolishness. So long we are under the clutches of Maya, it is just like pulling by the ear. Yeah? Come here, you know, somebody's pulling your ear. Come here, sit down, like this. Prakriti kriyamanani. But the illusory maya, by the influence of illusory maya, the living entity thinks, I am doing this, I am doing that. It's actually just pulled. The living entity is just pulled. You know, the senses are producing, you know, some kind of, you know, you should do that. You know, you are hungry, you want to take this, you want to taste this, you want to see this, you want to do that. You're just pulled by the ear. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, just you're pulled from one direction, and we're just serving these desires and getting completely unsatisfied because you cannot actually satisfy. The senses are never satisfied. So this is the, Prabhupada was calling it very funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's funny in the sense of, you know, if you're outside of this circle. So, again, he was repeating that actually how foolish it is actually to want to get into this kind of situation. And then this kind of situation is producing happiness and distress. And this happiness and distress is not something that we are working for it and we can get it because we are working for it. But he said it's fixed. You know, you have your certain senses, set of senses, you have a certain body, you have a certain karma. And then happiness is coming without inviting it. Unhappiness is coming without inviting it. So
What is the use, actually, to work hard in order to get, you know, to try to get all this arrangement that we think is the best, you know, because Prabhupada said, you know, we cannot win, you know, in this kind of endeavor. So what is the use? If you're not going to be able to create your happiness, so what is the use to work for it? So you just get, after you explain actually, you work for what you need, but not waste your time for other things. Yeah, so explaining again, you know, about how by illusion we are thinking that we are enjoying, but actually we are not enjoying. Nature, the soul doesn't enjoy. It's not the real enjoyment. So he said, even, you know, like we can see the example with animals, you know, some animal is enjoying some particular thing and human being doesn't enjoy it. But he said not only with animals, but you can even see amongst human beings there is also differences. There are differences between likings. You know, somebody is eating rotten fish, let's say. So then, you know, somebody is thinking this is wonderful, this rotten fish tastes so nice, you know, but for somebody else, you know, also in the human form, you know, he thinks it's horrible. So, and then he said that what makes the person enjoy something and not enjoying, this is the power of Maya. Yeah, Maya is making person think this is very nice, you know, so then it makes him forget actually about what is the real, what is real happiness. So then, you know, is making you must enjoy things in this way, and then completely a person is completely played with. So we can, you know, we can understand from all this that we are completely locked. You know, I mean, the whole arrangement of Maya is actually making us totally helpless. I mean, we are just played by, you know, pulled by the ear. So. Like you have, we are wandering through so many different species. Like he has explained, 8,400,000 species, and who knows how many times the same species. Also, it happens. Yeah, repeat the same. You know, you're born over and over again. So it's not. It's even more than that. So sometimes in the body of a cockroach, you think, or rat, or whatever. So Prabhupada said that, you know, we are going through life, but we are not very serious about what is actually the most important. That understand that I'm part and parcel of God. My nature is Satchinananda, Vigraha. I am made of knowledge, happiness, and I'm eternal. And my position is that I never take birth. I'm eternal, I never take birth. So not to think about it, you know, that's actually, this is foolishness. He said that one should take the privilege of this human form of life. It is so rare to come to this position of being, having a human form of life, because in this life, in this form, we can get out of the illusion. So he said that, you know, we are thinking that in this life we have enjoyment and we have suffering, but actually there is no enjoyment, there is only suffering. We just have the illusion that we are enjoying. So, So the whole thing is directed by material nature. We have the modes of nature. Everything is actually directed, and then the direction, the material nature is directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And speaking about the super soul, so the super soul is actually sitting in the heart of everybody, and then is directing each one according to his wish, according to his desire from this life or previous lives. But the it is the fault. Like if something has happened, we cannot really blame, you know, material energy, because it is just acted through the agency of material energy. material energy is acting, is used by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act, and then the whole material creation is actually run through this. Like Prabhupada is giving the example of a judge. So the judge is. It's not that he's the one who is doing, is responsible for. He's getting a criminal in front of him, so he's applying the law to decide what to do with this person. So it seems superficially that the judge is the cause of the punishment, but actually it is not like this. It's just giving the punishment according to the law. So the person, the individually created a certain situation, and then then because of this, he's getting into trouble. So if I think that I can change it. Yeah, I can just make the person happy by taking him outside of the prison. So he said that actually you create another crime. Yeah. So then sometimes we have a certain karma and we are trying to change it, and then by trying to change it, we create actually another entanglement. Yeah. So there's no need, you know, to try to blame, you know, that actually because of this and because of this I'm not happy and trying to change it, you know. Because it is not in our hands, and then better actually to put this energy in the for spiritual advancement. So how to break through? So how to break through this kind of, you know, being totally pulled by the ear, you know, that we are completely conditioned. And so Prabhupada is explaining that we can do that by good association. How important it is, good association, because good association is giving us the information that we need. And this information, if we act according to that, we can actually get out of this entanglement. Because there's no hope actually for happiness in this material platform. There is no hope for happiness, you know. Even though we have experience of so-called happiness, Prabhupada is explaining this is not happiness. This is illusory energy is making us believe that actually we are enjoying. We have certain experience which is completely formed by what we are. The way that we are made, by the way that our machine is made. So association is very important, because according to my association, I'm getting different types of bodies, different types of situations for my distress or happiness. So one has to understand, first of all, that he's fully under the control of Prakriti, of material nature, and I cannot change it. That's not possible, because the illusory energy is under the control of God. It is very Daivi Esha Gunamai Mamam Maya Duratyaya. It's in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. It is not possible to change it, because it is Krishna's energy. Nobody can be stronger than Krishna's. So you cannot change it. So only by one process you can change it. So Prabhupada is saying what it is. So mam eva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. If you surrender to Krishna, then you can get out of the control of Maya. The only way you can break through this incredible conditioning, very, very strong. Otherwise, it is not possible. Very simple. If we surrender to Krishna, Krishna can take us out of this, because Krishna is the one who is controlling it. Otherwise, it is not possible. There's only one way. So many people actually are trying to get out of this. You know, the thing, you can get liberated by doing this, by doing that. Prabhupada is saying very clear, if you surrender to Krishna, you can get out. If not, it is not possible. So what should be our decision? Yeah. it's better, so Prabhupada said, the decision should be better not to try for improving our material condition of life. That cannot be changed. It is not possible. According to destiny, we have to enjoy our suffering. This is called adrishta. Therefore, the Shastra gives you advice. Gives you advice. Shastra said, don't uselessly try to improve your position. The moral economics, they try. No, we are not going to accept this. But it is a fact. People are trying to improve the condition of a poor man. But it is going on. But there are thousands and millions of poor men. So Prabhupada is explaining that 50 years ago, when he came to Bombay, he was a grihastha in that time, and he saw many persons lying down on the footpath. 50 years after, he came again to Bombay and he saw exactly the same thing, no change. He said, there is a class of men who must lie down, care of footpath. There are so many institutions. But why they are the redress still? So many institutions are there actually to stop poverty, to try to improve, to try to make some, you know, decisions to change this, to change that. So Prabhupada said, no, it's not working. So he gave the example of the criminal. You can take him out. Somebody's criminal in prison. Can you take him out? It will be another criminal action if you try to take him out. This is what we said before. So explain how it is in the Vedic civilization. The Vedic civilization, they were not very much anxious to improve material position. And nowadays, actually, people are so much concentrated on improving the condition of themselves or others materially. So Prabhupada is trying to explain, materially you cannot. Material nature is completely controlling you. You cannot change that. You cannot do it unless you surrender to Krishna. So he said in the Vedic civilization, they were actually, their concentration, their eagerness was to improve, they were anxious to improve their spiritual life. So this is actually was their main business. So it's not that you will not try to earn your livelihood. Prabhupada is not explaining that actually you should be neglectful about your material life. You should do that. But give you more time, no, don't give too much time to material improvement. Better save time and utilize that time for improving your Krishna consciousness. This is perfection. That's this injunction of Shastra. Tasyaiva ito prayateta kovida. But shall I not try for my happiness? Prabhupada is asking, no. If you try, again the same, where is your happiness? You get so much degree of happiness as you are destined, not more than that. So why should you waste your time? So then, kind of arguing with somebody, so-called arguing with somebody, is trying to say, no, I see so many people have improved. So the answer is that talabhadite dukkha vid anyataha sukham. The reason, very nice reason, dukkalavat anyahata sukha. Just like nobody tries for unhappiness, but why unhappiness comes? I do not want something, unhappiness, but it is forced upon me. That means destiny. I must have it. You are a very nice man. You are doing nicely. But some distress is enforced upon you by force. That is our experience. Prabhupada is repeating it over and over again. You know, that you actually have, you are trying for happiness, it doesn't work. You don't try for unhappiness, it comes. So, you know, there's no way, I mean, there's no need actually to go in this direction because it's not going to work. Only way is just surrender to Krishna again. So the reason is, logic is given that even without trying for distress, distress is enforced upon me. So similarly, if I'm destined to enjoy something, that will be also enforced upon me. So why should I waste time again? This is trying for heaven. Okay, I said it again. So Prabhupada is comparing our attempts, you know, comparing human activity to animal activity. You have, you know, the same activity of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is also there in the human form and also there in animal form. So for everybody, so they also have the same thing. So what is the difference? So, because now we got a higher consciousness, developed consciousness, we should try to understand what is the problem of life. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. This human life form is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. So you said, you know, like, you know, we should not think that we are here just because we are so great. You said, unless you are a rascal and fool. Unless one is rascal and fool, he does not take birth in this material body. Yeah, so it's including all of us. One is actually in knowledge, he becomes liberated. That is the result of knowledge. So it is very important actually to understand this, because the illusion is making us think that actually these things are not important. But it is extremely important to understand that actually we are, with our foolishness, we came to this world. And with the knowledge that we are given, we can actually get liberated. And then we can come back to our real original position and be happy. There's no need, there's no use, you know, to all these kind of attempts, you know, to be happy. It is hopeless. I mean, this is so, it's so clear. If we are not liberated, if we have not stopped our repetition of birth and death, that means we are in ignorance. Therefore Shastra said, Tasyaiva heto prayatita kovida. Kovida means very intelligent person, expert. Bhavanam jamanam ante gyanavamam pratapapadyante. These are the signs, symptoms of knowledge, wiseness. And another place, Bhagavatam said, parabhavas tava abodha jataha. Everyone is born fools and rascals and is acting in foolishness and rascaldom. Therefore, whatever is doing, this is his defeat. This is his defeat. Actually, if I think very cool-headed, suppose whole life I have earned so much money, bank balance, skyscraper, building, everything, but in my next life I become a cat, a dog, or a rat, there is possibility, because I am not destined to enjoy, because this life I have committed so many sinful activities, I'm not going to have a very comfortable life. But I've got attraction for my building, which I have constructed with so many efforts. Nature will allow you to live in that building again next life, maybe as a cat, dog, or rat. So somebody got a human form of life, and you know, this is very good, but actually he used all this good karma for concentrating on getting big building and working so hard to get it. So, you know, you lost all your karma, you become very attached to the building, and then you're born as a cat in this building, or rat, or cockroach, or whatever. So what is the use? I mean, it's just, Prabhupada is repeating the same point, and just different examples and different varieties. You do not know what kind of body you're going to get. You're completely under the stringent laws of nature. Here it is said, kaya karanam kartritve hetu prakriti uchyate. As soon as you give up this body, you are completely under the grip of material nature, and you will get a type of body according to your karma. And then purusha sukha dukanam bhoktritve etur uchyate. That purusha, the living entity, will have to enjoy your suffering according to that body. So this is the science of Bhagavad Gita. One has to learn these things, otherwise he's spoiling his human life. One must know that what is the importance of this human form of life. One must take to Krishna consciousness to save himself. Try to understand Krishna only, then you are saved. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deham puna janma naitimam eto sojina. Problem is jnana mrityu jara vyada dukkha doshana. This problem we will have set aside. We are busy for a few years, life 50 years, 20 years. We have forgotten that we are eternal. We don't die after the destruction of this body. This is my problem. What kind of body again I'm going to get? So long we do not inquire about the Atma Tattva, whatever you're doing, it is all foolishness and defeat. It's actually defeat. We got opportunity, this human form of life, to get out of this control of material nature, get completely freedom. If I don't try for that, simply, if we try, like cats and dogs, how to improve the method of eating, sleeping, sex life, and defeating, and defending, we are spoiling our life. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much. This is Prabhupada, see?
Yeah? Okay.
Wonderful. So what we understood from there?
Understand.
It's so convincing.
That's the power of Maya.
Illusion. It's actually like that. Because it feels like if you work hard, you get some results.
Yeah.
If you don't work hard, you get another result.
Yeah, but if you take two people, and these people are...
Yeah, if you work hard, you can get one result. If you don't work hard, you don't get result. If you get two... You may have two people working very hard, very, very hard. One may become a millionaire and one become still stays a pauper. Yeah, so how it is possible? Isn't it? Can be, you know, two people are trying for the same, they're endeavoring for the same thing. You know, the result is different. So how it's possible? He was sincerely trying to become a millionaire as much as the other one, you know. You have it also like in history, you know. You have few people are trying to get, you know, they were endeavoring for a certain thing. One became very famous, and one nobody heard about him, you know. And they were trying for it, and they discovered the same thing, you know, at the same time. One became extremely famous, everybody knows him, and the other one is just nobody knows. He just. You know, so many people were like great artists or great, you know, they have, you know, some specific qualifications. One become very much known and the other one is just, you know, maybe became known after he died or never became known. You know, so it's not really in the hands of, it's not just the endeavor. I mean, like we know that we endeavor, but the result is not up to us. You know, you endeavor, but the result you cannot control. It's Krishna is the one who's giving the result. It's like some people say, I work and I get money, you know? Because I work, I get money. But it's not that you know, if Krishna didn't allow you to work, I mean, the money actually is Krishna is giving it. I mean, if Krishna didn't want you to get the money, you will not get the money, even if you work. It's hard to believe, huh? It happens. Yeah. Even the father of Mahaprabhu, you know? The father of Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
Yeah, he was also, you know, completely poor. He had to work in a factory, you know, just in order to be able to buy some paint, you know, for, you know, to maintain his family. He was very poor. And then he was just about to become famous, and he was so anxious, you know, that he got a heart attack, and then he died. Yeah. Yeah.
And now his paintings are famous.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really like if, you know, some... I think it's also like the illusory energy is illusory energy. I mean, it can even convince you that actually you are the doer. You know, because I was asking once Yadananda Swami that, you know, we see so much the connection between cause and effect. You know, you see that actually you close the door and now it's closed, right? You know, I closed the door, and because I closed the door, it's closed. Or I there was a hole in the road, and because of this, you know, so many accidents were happening or whatever. So how it is that we say actually there's no, we are not, we act, but actually we are responsible for the results. You know, we act in a certain way and then we cause a certain result. And then he said, Maya, and also Krishna is very expert. So that actually kind of made me, Krishna is extremely, he's so expert that it makes you think that actually you are the one who is doing it. That because of you, this and this happened, but actually it's not. It's Krishna who is doing it, but he makes you think that you are the one who is doing it. That's the nature, this is the power of it, illusory energy. Yeah, you get punished. Yeah, if you have the choice. Yeah, that's our freedom. We have a certain situation, and we can choose to do this or that. Yeah, but this is a different subject. That's the freedom. This is the freedom that actually can lead us out of this material illusion. But to think that we are responsible for our, because of us, you know, there is a certain result. I mean, that's illusion. Because of our karma, we.
Oh.
To give it up, we should give it up. I mean, this is what Prabhupada said. This is, it's useless. It's useless. I mean, there's no, the only desire we should have is actually to become, you know, more and more self-realized and just have the right knowledge to get out of this material world. Because there's no way to, I mean, Prabhupada said there's no happiness, there's only suffering. I mean, the illusion that you're happy, it is coming from the body or from, you know, you think, I know, as a cockroach, you know, somebody may think that, you know, my happiness is by, you know, getting, I don't know, some kind of dirt for my, you know, in my mouth and feel happy because you got this, you know, this kind of enjoyment. You think it is enjoyment, but actually it's just due to the body. It's nothing to do with you. So this kind of running after the this illusory satisfaction, it's just useless. I mean, there's no... Yeah, it's the same, like, you know, there's no difference between a cockroach and an American who is trying to make it, you know. He's trying to become, you know, a millionaire, whatever. What is the difference? You know, one is trying to satisfy their set of senses, you know, and he's doing it in the body of a cockroach, and somebody is trying to satisfy his set of senses, and he's in the body of an American... you know, citizen or whatever, or demigod or whatever, you know, so that's actually, this is the same. I mean, the desire to be happy is there, and the running after the mirage is there in all living entities. But in the human form of life, we have the ability to break through this, you know, to actually, we get this knowledge, which is making us, first of all, understand that there is no hope in death. There is no hope. 100%, there is no hope for that. It will never give the satisfaction that we are looking for. Never, never satisfy the soul. And then also what to do. You know, Prabhupada is saying the only way you can break through that is by surrendering. Yeah? Surrendering to Krishna. And how you develop this desire to surrender? Association, yeah. Get a good association. Good association, no problem, good association. Good association? Association of those who have the desire to get out of this world, association of people actually they understand the position, their position and the position of Krishna, and then they want to actually develop this desire. They have the same goal, the right goal, not just the same goal, the right goal. And they understand that they actually they're servants of Krishna, and this is the only desire they have is just to serve Krishna. And they take pleasure in doing that, you know, speaking about Krishna and doing so many things for his pleasure. That's the Hare Krishna. Good association coming. It's good for self-realization, huh? If you understand that. I think after later they say that actually if you understand this, we are liberated, you know. Not so bad. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Svayam rupa gadamayam tadati svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha